Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking this week about looking forward. Get started into the new year and maybe set some goals, some New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, it's almost March and you're like, just haven't kept up. Got off to a great start in January, but February kind of fell off the wagon. But I want to encourage you, you can still move forward. We've been talking about that this week based off Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, I'm still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. It's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And I've been sharing about four ways to move forward here as we go into these last 10 months of 2020. The first one we talked about on Monday was accepting where I am in life or doing something new to change my situation. The second one we talked about on Tuesday is what is my daily focus on? And the third one that we just got started on a little bit in yesterday's program was let go of the past. And usually to let go of the past, it starts with forgiveness. And so if you missed any of these first two programs, they're only 14 minutes long. I would encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out one of these 14-minute programs. But we started talking yesterday about some of the reasons that we don't forgive, and base it off seven reasons that T.D. Jakes list and Let It Go, Forgive So You Can Be Forgiven, an outstanding book that he wrote a few years ago that really helped me work through some forgiveness in my heart. And I want to encourage you to check that out. But one of the things he talked about is unforgiveness comes from opportunities that are lost. Unforgiveness comes from opportunities lost. Sometimes, you know, God's ways, the Bible says is that in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, that my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than your ways and your thoughts. So, friends, even though we think sometimes God can't make something good out of just a bad decision, a selfish decision that somebody else made that affects us, friends, we're limiting God. And we're trying to play God. And I just want to encourage you today, let it go. Most of you know the story of Joseph in the Bible, that his brothers, they didn't like him because he was kind of a cocky kid and had the coat of many colors that his dad blessed him with. And remember, he had a dream and he shared with him one day he was going to be one of the most powerful people in all the land. And of course they were like, man, we're tired of hearing him, this little brat. And so they were going to kill him, but then they thought, no, we don't want to do that. But they sold him off to some people, some men traveling by. And remember, Joseph went through a lot of stuff, man. Brutal. Just some brutal things, falsely accused of things, and served time in prison. But remember, there came a day where he was the second most powerful man in all of Egypt, and his brothers came looking for food because there had been such a bad drought. And if I'm writing the story, I've been like, oh, good. Yeah, I'm gonna torture you guys like you tortured me many years ago. But look what Joseph's response was. He said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, the first book of the Bible. Friends, God's ways are not our ways. And Joseph definitely showed forgiveness there to his brothers. And today, I want to encourage you, if you want to move forward in 2020, maybe you said you had forgiven somebody and you weren't going to keep replaying that video in your mind, that conversation that you had with somebody, or somebody told you that they wanted a divorce, they didn't love you anymore. A boss that said, I'm sorry, your services are no longer needed here and your position was eliminated, your job, you were terminated. Yet we need to handle like Joseph did. You may have intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what now is being done, the saving of many lives in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. And friends, God can do that. He can do that. He makes things new. The fourth and final step, I think, to moving forward that I want to share based off Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. And this one's one that I love when I speak. I bring this with me, but I want to challenge you, encourage you today, throw away the rearview mirror. I don't literally mean that. If you're driving, don't try to jerk the rearview mirror off your car, okay? Some of you might be even driving, and sometimes it just falls off. When I've had an older car, that happened once. But you know what? So many times we just spend times looking in the past. And yet in Philippians chapter 3:13, it says, Paul says, I'm forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. But maybe you need to think about every time when you get in your car this week, that you're going to, when you see that rearview mirror, just say, God, I thank you for what you've got for me in the future. And the rearview mirror, that's the past. And also, you know that if you drive your car looking in the rearview mirror all the time, you're going to have a wreck. You're going to have an accident. And some of the reasons you can't move forward in your life today, and this is going to sting a little bit, is because you spend too much time looking in the rearview mirror. You need to look forward. I want you to think about it proportionately. If you're driving a car, think how much bigger the windshield is than the rearview mirror. We're talking 20-plus times the size of that. And I think that's what God's trying to say to us. He's saying, I want you to look forward. I've got all these things I want to do in your life and through your life. And yet you're spending too much time looking in the rearview mirror, looking at the past. I want you to look forward. And in the time we got left here, I want to share four things with you that'll help you throw away the rearview mirror in your life. The first one was a friend of my mom's many years ago shared this with her about something, and my mom shared it with me that really, really has spoke to me after I went through the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce back in 2001, and I've never forgotten it. She said, you know, it's okay to visit there, but don't set up camp there. Okay, just like when we drive the car, sometimes we've got to look in the rearview mirror, don't we? Absolutely we do. You need to know what's coming up behind you. But we can't set up camp there. You can't look in the rearview mirror all the time. And for some of you today, the best thing you could do is go get a glass of water and just literally act like, you know, when you're pouring it down the sink, is that I'm pouring out that campfire where I like to go back and sing hee-haw song, gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Friends, I can't sing, okay? It sounds awful, and that's an awful song. But you get the point. It's time to quit doing that. That leads me to my second point. You could sing this song also at this type of party. I would encourage you to decline invitations to your own pity party. Anybody good at throwing a pity party besides me? I know there's some hands going up out there. Okay, people out in the radio station here raising their hands. Yeah, we're all good at that, aren't we? Throwing our own pity parties. Woe is me, and it's not fair, and why don't I ever get a break? Why do they get all the breaks? And I talk about this often last year in Hope Is Here, and I talk about what happens when we play the compare game. Usually that is just an invitation to the pity party. We start comparing our lives, our material goods, our health, our relationships to others. You can throw a massive pity party. So I would encourage you to decline invitations to your own pity party. A third thing that helps us throw away the rearview mirror is, and this is so huge, replace those thoughts when they come up about trying to set up camp there, about past memories, past wounds, or pity party invitations come up, is to replace those thoughts with what God says about you. Say that again. I want to challenge you today to replace those negative, critical thoughts, wounded thoughts from the past with what God says about you. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 and 10 says, I, the Lord, do not change. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Love the last part. Says the Lord Almighty. Not just the Lord, but the Almighty Lord. Isn't that powerful to think that? We've got a powerful, mighty God, a warrior for us. And that even though life changes and circumstances change, that God does not change. Some of you today, you need to return to him, and he will return to you. Some of you have avoided church because you got wounded by something somebody said, whether it was a friend, a teacher, a pastor, a leader there. And yet I want to encourage you to return to that. Let God speak, forgive, so that you can be forgiven, as the Bible tells us. The other thing about throwing away the rearview mirror And I love this verse in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Friends, what about if we started each day reading that verse? And that's one of the things I love about how God's created our lives, our calendar, 365 days a year. We get 365 chances every day to get a fresh start. And each morning it says that God's compassions are new. They never fail. They're new every morning. You know, I love sports. I'm a sports guy. And football season, I believe, 12 regular season games. If you're fortunate, you get a bowl game for college football. And basketball is about 30 games. Then you have the postseason if you're fortunate enough to do. But those seasons end, and there's several months before they get to play a game again. And they have to muddle over those losses. And only one team can be the champion. But I love the way God's created our lives that every day, 365 times a year, we get a chance to start over, get a fresh start, and try to make good, do something good, be a blessing to others. And last but not least, the fourth thing about how do you throw away the rearview mirror to move forward from your past and to look forward to what lies ahead based off Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I want to encourage you to find a word that helps you focus on the future, to look ahead. I shared back one of the last programs, I believe, of 2019, or it might have been the first week of 2020. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and check that out. But just talked about what is your word for the year. And I started doing this with a pastor friend in Arizona back in 2017. And my word that year was plan. Last year, my word was healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally, to me, spiritually is a given. And I shared with how I did better about exercising, eating. Didn't get my goal of losing 20 pounds, but I did lose 18. I went and saw a Christian counselor several times last year, worked through some wounds in my life. And so I worked on the emotional part. The mental part, I tried to read a book every month, and I didn't accomplish that. I wound up getting 10 books, but still really grew a lot. And then to me, spiritually is always a goal of mine. But the word that I chose for this year is the word forward. The word forward. And that's the word that I'm making that's my anchor of focus. And I based it off this verse, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm still not all I should be. In other words, none of us are perfect. Paul, one of the greatest servant leaders that ever walked this earth, said, I'm still not all I should be. So what makes us think that we are? And then he goes on to say, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing. And that's where this one word came up with me. I can't remember where I read about that a few years ago. I talked about that in the podcast I did back in early January. But he says, I'm focusing on this, my energies on this one thing. And that word for me this year is forward. And it's forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead is the last part of that verse. And I actually got that word forward made on a sign. A friend showed me where to got that for me, actually, for a gift. And it's got Philippians 3:13 on the bottom. So I hope this year that you'll choose to four ways to move forward, accepting where I am in life or do something new to change my situation. 2, answer the question, what is my daily focus on, which is hopefully Jesus. 3, let go of the past, and that usually starts with forgiveness. And last but not least, throw away the rearview mirror. Let's move forward together in 2020. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Guys, are you looking for a new adventure? I want to invite you to attend the Extreme Character Challenge on March 12th through 15th at Red River Gorge. The Extreme Character Challenge tests a man's character, builds true friendship, and ignites your faith. Men return home as new husbands, fathers, friends, and brothers. For more information about the Extreme Character Challenge at Red River Gorge on March 12th through 15th, go online at 4MUSA.com. That's the number 4USA.com.